From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
My last night in Vietnam in 1971 was a memorable one. Those last 24 hours in country were significant, not only for a rocket attack or events you might expect. They were memorable for something I read on the latrine wall in the transient barracks at Tonsonet Air Base. Scrawled onto the plywood wall, it went something like this. We are the unwilling, doing the unnecessary for the ungrateful. Led by the unknowing, supported by the uncaring, and with our undefined mission unaccomplished, we return home to an unconscious country. That bathroom scrawl accurately summed up my year of close calls, intense skirmishes, and small battles that I now know were all meaningless in the grand sweep of the Vietnam War. It revealed the betrayal that I and other soldiers felt on leaving that country. Our leaders had failed us and the American and Vietnamese people on many levels. The Iraq War will make it at least twice in my lifetime that a young generation was sent off to an unnecessary and ultimately futile war. Both wars prove that no amount of sacrifice, risk, and suffering can overcome bad strategy and poor leadership at the top. But how could this great country get it so wrong twice? How do we consistently put the wrong general, the wrong cabinet secretary, the wrong advisor, the wrong administrator in the wrong place at the wrong time? Have our institutional value systems been so twisted that we promote only those adept at deception, manipulation, intimidation, and arrogance? Somehow we need to change our institutional values closer to those of the American people. To blame the current administration or the ineffective Congress may be therapeutic, but they are all products of a system too easily corrupted and distorted. We need to become more active in holding our institutions accountable. For in a democracy, the ultimate responsibility lays with we the people and no one else. Perhaps only then, when an active, informed, and caring citizenry stands at attention and truly supports their troops and their country, can a soldier's experience have more meaning than that found on a bathroom wall. With a perspective, this is Greg Unext.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from AARP, committed to championing the future of every generation, from health and finances to volunteering and travel. Learn more at aarp.org.